Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution to open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. If you would like to be a part of the program, there are several people ahead of you already, but if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling 347-327-9316 is the call number to the program. Let's go ahead and take some calls. 951, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling. Hi.
Hi. My name's Anna. I'd just like to know if Spirit can tell me about love life.
Love life? Okay. So how's your day going, Anna? Hopefully it's going well.
Great. It's going good.
Good. Good. Good. Let's go ahead. And now, are you seeing somebody at the moment?
Dated, but no.
Nobody serious at the moment? Okay. All right. I feel like a more serious relationship is coming into your view here. I would say it looks like a couple months, so I would say July, August, probably about September, things should be getting into more of a serious relationship for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Go ahead and let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And we thank you for everything that you do, because you do amazing things in our lives. So if we allow you to do amazing things in our lives. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for all the amazing things that you do through this program and through me while I'm on this program. And Father, Mother God, I pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, and that you would just bless them in every area of their lives. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for them. We say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and say hello to 240. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Just a general message.
Okay, it would really help me if we had a focus. If there was just a certain area, it would really help me today focus a little better. Is there any area of your life that you just need some answers on, a particular?
Just new job coming up. I know what I want, and I know
okay.
what people keep telling me, but I'm a little confused on that because we're supposed to ask for what we want.
Right.
I've been asking, and I'm just not making any headway.
You're just not. You're just not seeing any results yet. You've been asking and asking. You're just waiting for the result part of the picture here. I feel like you will land that dream job. I can't tell you when. I mean, I can't tell you when you're going to get that. I did get like a 3, so that could be like 3 months out, 3 weeks. You know, that could be quicker than 3 months. But, you know, I'm seeing you really soaring in the next 3 months. Things are really going to be starting to move for you. It feels like you've been very stagnated lately, just like things are not moving for you. But I feel like you're past that stage, and I feel like that things are really going to be breaking for you, because you've been putting that out there. You've been manifesting this job. And so mm-hmm. now it's time to see the job. And I see it. I mean, I see it coming into fulfillment. Other people see it coming into fulfillment. Now, what we need to do is get you to see it coming into fulfillment. But I definitely see it for you, and it's going to be a really good experience for you. And it's also going to be a more financial blessing for you than you realize. So I definitely see that moving into your path. But I would say, because I keep seeing a 3, I would keep saying that's about 3 months out where you're going to land that dream job. So, okay?
Now, is this in the area that I want?
Yeah, I definitely see that, yes. It's what you want and what you deserve. So I definitely see that, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you kindly.
Appreciate you calling in. All right, you have a great day. All right,
you too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 4AO. You're on air with me. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
Hey, Michael. My name is Mike. How are you today?
I'm good, Mike. How can I help you?
Yeah, quick question. Had a just moved back to Arizona and had a couple of interviews on Wednesday, Thursday, and just kind of wanted to see some insight on if one of those two are going to make an offer.
I definitely feel like one of them will make an offer. I feel like you should have an offer. Looks like about Tuesday where you should have an offer. You know, now it's up to you if you take the offer, but but I feel like it's going to be a good offer. And so, but for some reason, I feel a little iffy if you're going to take it. But there is going to be an offer come Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, because if anything, if it's not 40, then it's for restaurant management. And
right.
I figure if it's not $40,000, at least I might as well just wait tables because I could make that amount in 30 hours rather than working 50 hours.
Right, yeah. And that's what I'm feeling like is that the offer is going to be a little low, and that's what I'm a little concerned about, where you wouldn't take it. But there, you asked if there was going to be an offer, and there is going to be an offer. I just feel like it's not going to be what you're thinking. But I do see you working. Now, I want to be clear. I do see you working, like, in a couple of weeks here. So something's going to come into your picture here. But I just feel like that this offer is just not going to be it for you. So
okay. But, and do you kind of see more of the waiting table aspect of it, or management or sales?
I see more management. I just feel like that you would just be a little disappointed if it wasn't management. So, and also the people would not be using your qualities. You have really good qualities for management. So I would see you in a management position, but I wouldn't see that for a little bit. Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, Mike. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end. 415, you're on air with me. Appreciate you calling in.
Hi, Michael. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Michael.
I was wondering if you might be able to take a peek into my current relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Kind of going through a rough time, and so.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. It just feels like you guys are not on the same page at the moment. That doesn't mean you guys won't be on the same page, because I feel like that there is a major investment in this on both of your parts. So, I don't feel like that this is a deal breaker or anything like that. I just feel like you guys hit a rough spot. This should pass. I feel like you're still going to be dealing with this for a little bit, but this should pass, in a couple of weeks here, where you guys get back on the same page, because you guys are meant for each other. Everybody hits a rough spot every once in a while. I mean, whenever you're dealing with relationships, I don't care if it's romantic or if it's just a friendship, you're going to hit brick walls sometimes. And that's what's happening here, but I don't see anything serious. I don't see anything that would split you guys up. So.
Okay, so he's just taking some time right now for.
Yeah.
We've never really taken a break, and now I'm a girl. I freak out. Like, what do you mean a break?
Right.
So.
Yeah, I just feel like he's overwhelmed, but I don't feel like he's overwhelmed in this relationship. I just feel like that there's some other stuff that you're not aware of that's going on with him at the moment, where he's just overwhelmed and he doesn't know how to talk about it. A lot of guys are really hard about talking about what's going on with them and opening up. We're really hard about that. I feel like if you just give him some space, everything's going to be okay. But I don't see a deal breaker here, so. I would see you guys being still together.
Oh, good.
I know you're worried about that, but I don't see anything that would be showing me that you guys are going to break up.
Okay. Whew.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No problem. You hang in there. It will get better.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah. We all hit those spots every once in a while when we're dealing with any kind of relationship. You're going to have those moments where, things look a little iffy. It's like, what's going on here? And, especially lately, everybody's just on edge. And so what I would do is, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're having that iffy moment, I would just see it, you know, passing here, you know, pretty quick. But, you know, we've been in a Mercury retrograde, so things have been a little shaky as far as communication goes. But, you know, my advice to you would just breathe and just, you know, trust your angels, trust your spirit guide to get you through these iffy moments, okay? All right, let's go ahead and talk to 702. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Good morning, Michael. This is Craig from Vegas.
Hi.
And
hi, how can I help?
I had a question. Okay. I wish to start dating over the last 3 weeks and be from out of state, and I'm set to go see her this weekend. However, we had a discussion last night because I was concerned that she may have been catfishing and whatnot with her photos and whatnot. And, you know, I was not trying to leave. I was just trying, basically asking her about her weight and whatnot. And things didn't end well. And I just wonder how you see that ending for us.
Okay. I feel like that there was just, you know, a failure to communicate. That's what I feel like, you know, last night when you guys were talking. I don't see any major problems here. I do feel like that she's kicked off at the moment, but that doesn't mean that she can't calm down. But you know, I will tell you that I do see her a little upset at the moment. But it should get better, and you guys just need to talk again. And I feel like you will. You know, I don't feel like communication's over. I feel like you guys will talk again. So. Hopefully that helps you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Again, you know, we're still in Mercury retrograde a little bit, so be sure about communication, you know. Just be clear on what you're saying and watch what you're saying. You know, we don't have to say everything that our brains come up with. Sometimes we need to be sure our mouths and our brains are working together, because I know sometimes, you know, I'll say things without thinking sometimes, and when I do that, I know that I get myself in all kinds of issues and all kinds of problems. So we just need to be really careful what we're saying and what's going on right now, especially right now, because I don't know about you, but there's been some really strange things going on in my head lately. And so we just need to be more clear about what we want in our lives and draw those things to us. And you know, we just need to be more focused. That's the only thing I would say, is, you know, what you want in your life, just focus on that. Draw that to you. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 111. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. How can I help you?
Well, my question is basically the same as almost all the callers. Work. Do you see me finding, work. Am I going to be landing a job soon?
I'm saying 2 weeks.
Oh, hallelujah. Mine was the same exact thing as that. I think his name was Mike about the pay. I agree with him 100%. But,
yeah.
Am I going to be back in my career, or am I going to? Is this going to be a job? Well, I'm only posting for sending out resumes on jobs that I want. So I guess that was a silly question, huh?
That's okay.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm not going to have.
Yeah. This is something that you're wanting. This is going to be something that you're wanting to go to. It's not going to be one of those jobs that you wake up every day and go, man, I have to go to work. It's going to be, man, I get to go to work.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're gonna be making pretty good money, so.
Yeah, because I did before, but I just had 2 phone interviews this past week, so I'm sure after the holidays, I'm hoping to hear back from one of them. Anything else?
Yeah, because you're not gonna hear anything this week about anything.
I know.
Because of the holiday.
Michael. I'm very glad about the job. I do know in my heart it's coming. My dad's okay, isn't he? He had surgery this week.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had a whole hit.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about him. Okay. I changed from one to the other. What?
Oh, that's okay. Let me look a little closer at this. I got a little bit of time.
Thank
I don't
you.
Want to rush
that's
through
my
this.
Concern. To, I know.
Yeah. Let me be quiet for just a second and let me be sure about
Thank
this, okay?
Because my sister and I are fighting over it, and I'll be peaceful. I love my dad. Okay, sorry.
Okay, no problem. Let me be quiet for just a second. Okay. Yeah, I see everything being okay. I don't see any problems. We don't want to create anything. So.
No.
No, I feel like he's going to be okay. I feel like he's going to have a little bit of struggle recovering. I feel like some recovery time here is going to be a little iffy. But I feel like that he's going to be okay in the long haul here. Okay?
Thank you so much, okay? Sorry about my
energy,
but I just got done running 5 miles. So
That's okay. Well, congratulations on running 5 miles, so that's pretty cool.
It's like 80 degrees out. Listen, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks for answering my questions, okay?
Okay, no problem. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and go to 443. You're on there with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm good. I was just having questions about my job and I guess my love life, so similar to the rest of the callers, or whichever one comes up stronger.
Okay. Now, I feel when I'm tapping into your energy, I'm going to have to close your mic because there's a lot of feedback. But when I'm tapping into your energy, there's just a lot of worry right now. And I feel like it's around the relationship. So let's focus on the relationship. I feel like that things will work out in the relationship. I don't see, you know, I don't see any major hiccups. I don't see anything like that. You know, I feel like that will work out for you. So hopefully that helps you. And I'm sorry I couldn't leave your mic open, but there was a lot of feedback. But hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in today. Let's go ahead and go down to 201. You're on air with me, and we're going to have to speed up things. We're running out of time a little bit. 201, you're on air.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you?
Michael, I had a recurring health issue, and I had a handle on it for a long time, and it just kind of have a little relapse. And I just wanted to ask you, do you see me getting a handle on it, and, it, you know, will I be getting better soon?
Yeah, I feel like that you will be getting better soon. I'm sorry you're having some physical problems right now. I really am sorry about that. And the one thing that I want to tell you, don't go into a place of fear, because you've got a handle on this before. I mean, you've been here before. I mean, you said that yourself.
You know
that you've had a health issue. But I know you're really scared right now. But the one thing that I will tell you, just trust your angels that they're working on your behalf. And Archangel Raphael is the healing angel and definitely working with you and definitely working on this situation. So the one thing that I would tell you, don't get into your head. Go into your heart.
Okay.
Go into where spirit is. Anytime that we have health issues, you know, that can be scary, you know. And I understand the scary part. The only thing that I don't want you to do is I don't want you to go into a place of fear and then work from a place of fear. I want you to work from a place of faith, knowing, hey, I've been here before. I battled it before. I've got better before, and it's going to happen again. So that's what I want you to continue to see and continue to believe in, okay?
Okay. And you'll see it getting better?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be getting better. I feel like the July is going to be, you know, up and down with your health a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't see any major problems. By the time you hit August, you should be feeling a lot better. You know, I'm not going to say that July is going to be, you know, you're continually always sick. I'm just going to see some struggles with your health in July. You know, you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. But just trust spirit, okay?
All right, Michael. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. We're going to have a few minutes of quiet. because I got to let my dog out. So hold on. Okay, we're back. 770, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Regina. How you doing?
I'm good, Regina. How can I help you? We're about running out of time, so how can I help?
Okay. I just want to see, do you see a love relationship coming this year?
Yeah, I would see that coming. I would say it looks like late summer, so it looks like September, maybe October, where something's coming in, where somebody's coming into your life. I would say September, October.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And my last call of the day is 520. You're on there with me. I appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. This is Lisa out in Arizona, and I was just wondering, tomorrow, kind of like one of the previous callers, I'm taking care of a recurring health issue through some medical procedure is going to be done, and that's tomorrow. And I just want to fly after that. I'm excited about it tomorrow. I want to get back into the routine of my daily life and do things better than before. I just want to fly after the medical procedure. That's what I'm calling you about. Do you see a thumbs up on all that?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good thing for you. I feel like you're going to soar. I mean, it's just going to be, once this is taken care of, you're just going to fly like crazy. And things are really going to start moving for you. I don't see any major issues with this procedure coming up. I just feel like your recovery time is going to be pretty quick, so I don't see any problems.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day. All right.
I appreciate you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're almost out of time, so I appreciate everybody that's called in today, and I appreciate everybody listening to the show. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can do so by dropping me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com, or you can go to my personal website, which is www.insightswithmichael.net, and you can leave a contact information over there. You can also make a donation to this program if you would like to make a donation to this program and get us back on air more, which would be nice. If you could do that, you can make donations by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. That's where you can make donations. So, all right. I appreciate everybody calling in today, like I said. And you guys have a great Sunday. And we'll talk to you later on this week. All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye, guys.